I guess first of all, can you tell me a little bit about the Sunflower House as you've known it? Like, how has it been used? What sort of house is it? What kind of area is it in?
Well, the what's known as the Sunflower House, I came to know it as the Corvallis Multicultural Literacy Center, which I think of it as sort of an unofficial welcome center for all of Corvallis. I myself, just coming from San Diego and coming to a new town, found that as a place where I felt extremely comfortable. There were a lot of community groups that met there, including some that I participated in. But it provides a space for people from many diverse cultures, across Corvallis, and international students, the families of international workers that have come to work at the university, and just provides a space for people to come together and get to know each other and become a community. And there's nothing else like that. I don't think I've even seen anything quite like that in other cities that I've been to. But it's been the Corvallis Multicultural Literacy Center for the past 12 years. But the Sunflower House itself has its own history beyond that. It's a 14-room Victorian.
Wow.
That has... for 30 years hosted a medical center, and as well as dormitories for students and various other purposes. So the people in this community know the Sunflower House.
Yeah.
as a place that's provided community services and provided a place for the community to be for a long time.
So what's the current plan for the property?
Well, the current plan is, for the property is to raise the building.
Yeah.
It sits alone in a very large block of property that OSU has said is going to be the site of dormitories and parking.
I understand that you've given testimony at Corvallis City Council and at OSU Board of Trustees meetings. What sort of role could the city council play in saving the Sunflower House?
Well, ultimately, everything that OSU does is going to have to go through channels.
I see.
For instance, as far as I know, they haven't even presented the Planning Commission. And we don't have any drawings other than a vague idea of what it is that they intend to do with that property, other than the fact that they want to raise that one house. So in terms of what the city is going to be doing, OSU is going to have to apply for some changes to their own agreed upon with the city zoning layout in order to pull this project off. And what we're hoping is going to happen along the way is that Planning Commission and then City Council are going to eventually only accept a project that includes keeping the Sunflower House in place.
The group sort of formed out of a recognition of the value of a place like this, given the current political climate in the country. And can you just explain that a little bit?
Wow, yeah. Well, my involvement with the Save CMLC group actually came after I went to an ACLU meeting. And at that ACLU meeting, there were broadcasts talking to everyone about what we needed to do locally to support communities that were at risk. And what we had in Corvallis was this amazing resource that provided, you know, it does provide, sorry, provides free ESL classes. It provides opportunities to meet up with conversation partners. The Casa Latinos Unidos is also housed in the same building, so there's a synergy there with a group that helps people with legal issues. People have had their citizenship training. I've met at least one person that got their citizenship through assistance that they got from CMLC. There's tamale festivals. There's, you know, lots of things that, you know, are hands-on that bring people from different cultures together. And in that way, even the people that haven't physically come to the house, work that's being done there has touched thousands of people in the city, even if they haven't set foot in the house.
And I understand that OSU sort of counter-proposed a different property last year,
yeah,
like a smaller house that CMLC would be able to use along with some funding. And what was your reaction to that?
Well, when we started out, OSU's stance was nothing for CMLC. Just get out. At such and such time, we're raising the building, and there was no conversation happening. So due to the public pressure that was put on, a conversation began, and OSU, I believe, has begun to have some understanding of the value of what goes on, but OSU is looking at it merely as on a programmatic level. They look at it like any of the other programs that they offer. They're not looking at it as space itself that has a history of bringing people in this community together.
What's coming up next? Are there any events or deadlines or big meetings coming up?
Well, actually, on March 1st, we are planning a community forum where a lot of ideas are going to be discussed. What do we in this community want to see in this space that is, you know, really the interface between the OSU campus and downtown? And I think that we've had so much creativity already come out of an architect, Bruce Osen. He's done several presentations in different places on this issue, but he drew up, some fantastically beautiful renderings of what a project stylistically based around the Sunflower House might look like. And I think OSU in the city has an opportunity to create something that might just be a stellar, celebrated project out of that.
Was there anything you wanted to add that I didn't touch on?
OSU offered a house that's about a third of the size of the current location. So it doesn't allow the same number. Are you recording?
Oh, yeah. We're still on.
Sorry. So it doesn't allow the same concentration of organizations to also inhabit it and provide the synergy that they have now of being able to work together. And also, that 14-room house on 9th Street, I've seen packed to the gills with people and different activities going on in every crevice and corner. I just don't know how they're going to fit that in. Also, the current location, being central in the city, is close to every single bus line. So when you have like a mother with a bunch of her kids coming in a stroller, they can make it there. Whereas you go and throw it up onto campus, you have parking issues, you have, you know, a lack of bus lines. I think there's one that goes by. And there's a lot of reasons why it is a step down, although we are extremely grateful that something is at least available for right now.
And you're referring there to that the sort of counter offer that we were just talking about?
Yeah, that counter offer was accepted by the board of the Corvallis Multicultural Literacy Center. But I think it's really telling, as our group, we don't take direction from that board of directors. But when they presented that agreement at council, one of the board members who was presenting it with OSU said out loud to the council, turning back to us in the crowd, saying, we have this decision to make as a board for our nonprofit in order to maintain our nonprofit, but I'm with them, pointing back at us.
And they voted for it regardless?
Yeah, I think that they had a rough decision to make because they have to be in operation, and some of those services are vital.
Yeah.
So what we're ultimately fighting for is the Sunflower House with the ideal being that CMLC moves back into it, because we really believe that is the best use for that space.
I have been speaking with Genevieve Prentice from the group Save Our Sunflower House. Genevieve, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.